But on this computer. Okay, welcome to another episode of the Apprentice Window Cleaner. We're with Ben from King's Window Cleaning. Ben, do you want to introduce yourself? Tell us who you are and about our company.
I'm Ben, owner of King's Window Cleaning, based in West Molesey in Surrey. Been going now. King's Window Cleaning has been going about 5 years, but running a window cleaning business for over 10 now.
So were you a different company before?
Yeah, so when I first, I was changed, I rebranded the company quite a few times. I just wasn't happy with it, so we kept rebranding, changing the names and stuff. So we started off as Faultless Cleaning many years ago, and then we branched up into going into like reactive maintenance. So we started to take a lot of that on before COVID. So we do a lot of maintenance contracts as well as doing window cleaning alongside it for residential homes. And that took off. That was really good, but just an awful lot of stress, and it just wasn't working out. It was too many hours and stuff. It was good business, but we gave up the contract, and then we eventually rebranded again, and then set up King's Window Cleaning about 4 or 5 years ago now, and it flourished. It went from having about 400 clients up to about 3,500 now, and it's doing really well. A lot of issues we've had along the way, staffing mostly, but generally it's been a pretty you know, content, and the last 4 or 5 years have been quite good. So I can't complain of where we are at the minute, definitely, especially the way the country is and what's going on and stuff, recession and mortgage rates and everything else. So yeah, we're quite happy where we are.
I gotta say, I really do like your branding, your colors, the logo, your website, everything. It looks really professional, really smart. It really stands out. Did you do all that yourself?
Yeah, so I worked with a guy from Fiverr.com or Fiverr.com. I worked with a guy from, I think he's from Bangladesh. And he helped me. I gave him a draft, and then he helped me kind of work towards it. And then when we started to brand the vans, we got the line. We took the line away from the logo, and then we put that on the back corner. And that really helped our branding and everything that was kind of working. But so I can't take full responsibility, but I was a major key player of making sure we got the right colours and the gold. And it really did work out where I would say we kind of look like the Harrods of the window cleaning, you know, where they're green and that gold colour, they look really professional and high end. And that's what we wanted to try and get across, which I think we've done, which I think we've done really well. All the guys are completely uniformed up from head to toe. That really helps massively, especially if you're trying to charge a good rate to the client. If you're turning up in an unbranded vehicle and fagging your mouth and you've got a vest on and you're not branded and you just look a mess, you can't expect to earn or charge
top end.
You can't do it, you know. So for us, we're not the cheapest by far, and we do charge very good rates, but then we do have a high quality service that we're trying to provide to the client. Doesn't always happen. I'm not going to sit here and say it does, but that is what we try to achieve as best we can. So then we can pay our guys the very best money. So then the service we're providing to our client, we're not getting staff that are not caring because they're on a low wage. They could get this job anywhere down the road. They actually care. And the way we do the percentage of what they're getting as well does help with the quality as well, and stuff. So yeah, it's worked out pretty well with the branding, and we're happy with that so far.
No, it is really good. And people might not know who you are, but I think they might know about your other van that you have.
The Robin Reliant, the free
yeah
window.
Yeah, so people might have seen that. So have you had that at the cleaning show a couple of times, haven't you?
Yeah, so we've taken it to the cleaning show. Mark Monroe's asked us to take it a few times, and it's been quite fun. I've taken my eldest daughter down to the cleaning show as well, and you know, she's fully enjoyed like seeing dad's car in the show and stuff. So and it was a massive thing for us when we bought the car. A lot of my mates were like, you are off your nut.
Yeah.
And I kind of got the idea from a good friend of mine, Kieran from Block Gutters. He was looking to get the old school black taxis.
Yeah.
Fake
taxi.
Gutters. Yeah. Yeah. A bit of a fake taxi, you know. And knowing me, I just went one step further and went, you know what? It's a good idea, but I can do it better.
Yeah.
And that's when the next day I went up to Dartford, picked up this orange Robin Reliant, drove it back, overtaking Arctic lorries on the motorway
at 40 mile an hour or whatever.
Yeah. No, she does about 60. She
really?
Does about 60. Everything rattles and shakes, though. So I wouldn't say I'll do too much of that. Come back with it, rebranded it, and we turn up to clients' houses in it, and customers absolutely love it. The amount of work and the amount of big jobs I've had from that, and so many people talking about it for brand awareness, it was massive. Well, I knew it'd help us a little bit, but not as much as it did, if that makes sense. Like, it actually planned out a hell of a lot better than what I thought it would. And the amount of work that we've received from it, the amount of people that kind of know us from it, it's kind of made us a little. I wouldn't say famous, but similar, you know.
It's a talking point, mate. It's hard to get people talking about window cleaning. How often can you show a picture on social media of a clean window? It gets a bit boring. So I think it's great.
It's tedious. Yeah, definitely.
It is. What gave you the idea? Oh, sorry, it was the block gutters.
Block gutters. He was going to get a black taxi and brand that up. And then next night I was looking at Facebook Marketplace and I just went, you know what? I'm going to buy Robin Reliant.
Yeah, it's a great, great shout. And it is kind of, there's so many good things about it. I saw once someone mention it on a thread and they went, oh, what a waste of money. And I thought, you know what, you're a negative person, you're not going to go far with that attitude.
Like, nah.
say it costs you a couple of grand, it's I don't know, it's just worth the risk.
It's a bit of fun. The thing is, when you draw the money, let's get it straight, like when you run a business, you've got to have some sort of, I would say, toy or something that's going to, you know, so I constantly, if I can get away and buy something through the business that I can use with the team or I can drive it, I'll do it. Because if I draw that money out of the company, I've got to pay high tax on that money I've drawn out. I'd rather buy a nice, well, I call it my toy, the Robin Reliant. I love driving it. I'll go out on a Sunday and I'll drive it all
it's
the time.
Perfect advertising. I bet your kid loves, your daughter loves going in it. And the other thing,
you've got to grow a successful business, you've got to be obsessed. And I'm obsessed.
Yeah.
And that, if you are not obsessed, you're not gonna get a good business. You're not gonna have a good business model. You're not gonna learn it. Like, you've got to be obsessed. And I think this obsession of mine is healthy in one way and non-healthy in another. Because you know, you have to be. I see so many window cleaners, they're like, I want to scale, but then they're not obsessed.
They're not
clocking off
willing
at 5
to put
o'clock
it in
on a Friday.
Yeah.
You know, when they're starting work again on the Monday morning at 9. You know, you've got to be obsessed. And I think that's where I enjoy to, if I can buy something through the company that I can use and I'm not having to pay tax on it, I think it's a wise decision to make. And I've started to see, actually, funny enough, a few other window cleaners since I did it have started to buy vehicles like that, or old school vehicles, and brand them up and stuff. And I say, good on you, you know, I'm glad, you know, it wasn't an idea. I can't say I had the full idea myself, but, you know, it was kind of gifted to me by my mate. And we probably enjoy it. And it's a good laugh as well. It's a shame I can't get all my staff in it. We can go and do team bonding days in it. But it's a good bit of fun, mate.
Constant advertising. I wanted to do something similar. I've been thinking all the time. I'm thinking, what can I do? What can I do? But I don't want to say it because I think someone else will copy it before me, but I thought of a quad. And then doing a quad bike and then putting a little system on the back of that, you know, with a little links window cleaning flag. I can't afford it. My missus would kill me at the moment. What else was I going to say? Yeah, so I've been to a few trade shows, like local businesses that go and, you know, you have a little stand and you have a pop-up banner and hand leaflets out. But I wanted to do something different. That would be absolutely amazing. We actually bought in a window cleaning van and it was massive and we had to pay extra to get extra space. But little Robin Reliant, what a talking point to so many people. Because when you go to these expeditions, like business shows, it's just you just feel like people are just trying to ram leaflets down your throat and go, oh, buy our conservatory or buy this business. Or when you've just got a nice relaxed talking point like that's cool, you know, it's just an instant conversation starter. We actually went with I got a big new, not pane of glass, but like a window frame where customers could walk by and just have a go at doing cleaning and squeegeeing.
Yeah.
But what you've done there is next level, mate. I've got to tell you now. I think it's wicked.
It's nothing special. We just thought, give it a go. And actually, it was the best thing I ever did. You know, it really was. If there's anything I can take out of my 10 years plus business years of, this was probably one of my best marketing things I've used, you know. So I'm really happy with the way it come out. I might have some more radical ideas as the business grows and some other things. I'd like to have a helicopter or a private jet. You know?
Cruise around in your plane.
Somewhere, isn't there? You know,
yeah, exactly.
You got to dream big.
Exactly. So to be, give people a bit of a background, I think we met at a cleaning show, didn't we?
Yeah.
I think that's where we first met. It might have been the car that got that started, actually. You've probably reliant that got that conversation started. We started talking to each other. But we've basically, we catch up, I don't know, every couple of months, and there's always loads of nuggets that we kind of bounce off each other. At the beginning, it was definitely me learning from you a lot, and taking your advice, because you've got a wealth of knowledge, 10 years in the game. Recently, I've been able to offer some of the little bits back as well that I've
Yeah.
been researching. Again,
Oh, yeah.
I
I ain't
get.
gonna say. Yeah, you gave us a really good insight to. So we had a major issue with locked gates and no access, and staff going to them and getting consistent bombardment of calls all day. And we've only got five full-time members of staff, but five individual vans going out to probably about 100 properties a day. You're going to get a lot of calls. Side gates not open. Main house gates not open and stuff. Oh, we have to go through the house, bend the garage door's not open, no one's home. I was getting this all the time. So what you come up with, which was the best idea I've had in a while, we create a WhatsApp group. And in that WhatsApp group, it's for locked gates and no access. And it is proof to the client that the gate was locked, because 9 times out of 10, you'll get the wife or the husband will say, "Oh, my wife opened the gate, my husband opened the gate, it was definitely open, you need to come back." So now we've got the evidence that the padlock wasn't unlocked. The husband or the wife didn't listen. We've now got that evidence so we can prove that to the client. So if we turn up, they're not there, they've not left side access, we'll put front only in. The guys will take the evidence, they'll put it in the WhatsApp group with the address. And then I've got that for reference when the client does come back to me and says, "Oh, I couldn't do front only because, why did you do front only? Well, the side gate wasn't open." So that really, really benefited us from not getting bombardment of calls. It also helped the team not be so stressed, because they were stressed. They were getting to a house like, "What do I do? Do I go to the next one or do I ring Ben?" And then Ben don't answer. And then he's sitting there. He could be sat there 10, 15 minutes before I ring him back. So that was a major key thing that I did get off you. I can't say I've taught myself that. So, but that's what networking with other window cleaning and companies is really good. And I try to get on it with as many competitors as I can. Some I don't, but they're my straight competition. But generally, across the country, I speak to very like-minded people like yourself, and we bounce ideas and we grow and learn from one another, and we're all in it together. So it's really good. So I have to say that was a really good thing that we did there.
I know that's not like a direct monetary thing to grow your business, but it's a little system that has hopefully helped. But one of the best things, well, you've given me so many, but this one has the tip that you've given me here. Now, you told me it months ago and I didn't do it. I just wrote it down and I didn't actually do it. I thought, oh, that's a great idea, Ben. I'm going to do that. And I didn't do it, but I've got a business mentor as well. And then he told me to do it. And for some reason, I was like, Ben told me to do this months ago. As soon as I started doing it, 200 quid a week at minimum is making me extra, at least, yeah, 200 quid
Yeah.
for my lads. And I know that's not like thousands of pounds. I mean, it's nearly £1,000 a month, but it's 200 quid that I didn't have before a week.
Yeah.
You know what I
And
mean?
it
So,
helps with cancellations. How many in what we're going through at the minute as a country,
yes,
how
it
many cancellations are we
counterbalances it.
getting?
Yeah. So,
It can massively. We've booked in for tomorrow. So what we did is on our evening text and email. When we say King's Wind Cleaner, be around tomorrow to clean your windows, we also put our additional services on that text. That text is still costing us money. So why not make that text make you money? That's how I saw it. So when we put the additional services down and we send them out for the night before, we've done it today. I've had a full gutter clearance come in because we've put the additional services on that evening text the day before. We also got picked up today a fascia and soffit clean and a conservatory clean. I think money-wise, roughly speaking, it's given us an extra £400 or £500 worth of work. We can't finish it all tomorrow, so we're
yeah.
going to put it on for Saturday. But that's given us another £400 or £500 worth of work that we may have not had by putting it on the bottom of the text message and the email. It's basically you're kind of giving your customer, you're trying, you're egging them into picking up more services with you. Without really, it's a soft sale in a way. It's always there and they're constantly seeing it, and then eventually they will pick up on it. And it just helps. If you get 4 or 5 cancellations because people are away on holiday, well, say it's 100, 200 quid worth of work drop, you can replace that with one gutter clearance or two gutter clearances. So by doing that, your revenue's consistent. You don't have this up and down motion of, oh, I've not got enough blokes for all five. I always have too much each day for those guys. So it worked really well for us. And I can't say how much I've been using that system for years now, and it's worked massively. And everyone I've given it to has had amazing results, like you're saying. I've got other guys that use it as well locally to me, and they pick up roof cleans from it. From a simple text message, they'll pick up a £1,500 roof clean from it, which the client never knew you did roof cleaning until they got
it's
that
mad.
Text.
It's mad. So we got it all over a website, Facebook, before and after pictures, everywhere that we do every service, pressure washing, roof cleaning.
Yeah.
And then I go around to a customer's house that we've been cleaning for 2 years and they've just had the driveway pressure washed. And I go, and I'll ask, we could have done this for you. How much did you pay? Whatever, would have done a better job. Like, oh, I didn't know. I didn't know he did pressure washing. And you're thinking, what the hell? It's on everything we do. It says it on that van that's sat on your drive. Customers, unless you're kind of constantly reminding them. So this is just a perfect way. Hi. So this is how ours goes. Hi, Mrs. Jones, we're with you tomorrow to do your windows. And then literally a line. Did you know we also clean solar panels, conservatory roofs, windows, gutters, and we just list, have the list. Do you need these doing too? Question mark. The amount of people will say, no, thank you, no, thank you. One or two will say, yeah, can I have a quote for this? Or yeah, can you do my internals? Or, oh, I didn't realize you did that. Yeah, please, can you come and give us a quote? It's game changer.
And it stops the competition from nicking it.
Exactly.
Say, for instance, a client gets someone knock on the door, which happens, everyone's knocking doors for window cleaner, and knock on the door and go, oh yeah, our window cleaner, he won't pressure wash the back patio for us.
Yeah, and
we're better off
them.
Coming to you, actually. If you can match his price on the windows and do the patio next week, we'll swap from you and go to him.
Yeah.
So that is another reason we put it in as well. We want our clients to know these services we do, you don't need to go elsewhere. And that was a massive, massive thing for us. It covers all your text messages, it covers all the cancellations. And so many companies out there don't do it. And I've seen bigger companies than us, Max, and they don't do it. You know, they still don't do it to this day. They'll send out, what they'll do is they'll send out, I don't know, 1,000 texts and emails to all their clients and then pre-book it in. For me, I don't see the point of it personally. I'd rather do it the day before and just do a nice, easy spread of it and let it cover the cancellations. But each to their own, you know, if that works for them, that works. But personally, I think it's a no-brainer. It's a really good idea and it does work massively. So, well, you're starting to use it now, aren't you? And you've seen the change massively.
Mate, it's massive. It is huge. So the last 6 weeks, it's just got so much more work. I've got, I pay a service that does like fancy music when customers call up and goes, oh, calls are recorded, right? So I say now I've recorded a voicemail. So thanks for calling us. All calls are recorded for training monitoring. And I literally go, did you know, as well as window cleaning, we also offer solar panel cleaning. Mate, I list out everything. So when people call, they know everything. And also on the invoice, there's a bit of white space at the bottom of the invoice when we send it. We always send it. We use Squeegee Like You, the app. And I've just added onto the notes there. Did you know we also offer, and I list them, mate, and I still think people won't know that we do more than window cleaning, even though we've done that. But just any opportunity now to upsell, it's a great nugget to.
I think that's another massive problem with window cleaners. They don't utilize their client base enough. They're like, I need more.
I didn't.
I need
mate.
More clients. Yeah. I need more clients. Think of packages. Why not do a yearly package? You know. Why not try and sell to your own client base? I've spoken to so many window cleaners. They go, oh, I need another 200 clients this year. Why not halve that? Try and get 100 clients. And why not try and sell other services that are higher profit margins? Try and do their gutters once a year. Try and sell gutters to every single client. They all need them done at some stage.
Yeah, it's not like we even have to sell it, really, because you're helping the customer. You're making it easy for them. They don't have to do the searches or trust a rogue trader. They know you. They trust you. They know you're going to do a good job. You're just making it easy for them to go, yes, please, I do want to get it.
And the amount of times I hear window cleaners say to me, oh, I'm really quiet at the minute, not much coming in. But they've got a client base of 500 clients. Tap into them.
Yeah.
You do roof cleaning. You do pressure cleaning. You do stonework cleaning. You do fascia soffit. You do gutters. You do conservatory. You do so many exterior cleaning jobs. You've got a client base. You can send literally through Squeegee app. You can send, now they've got something called Send, I believe.
You
just send a professional email and text message to your client base.
Letting
and go,
know.
We're doing gutters in your area today. Would you like them done this week? and you can pick up four or five. All of a sudden, you're not quiet. But I think a lot of window cleaners look at how many clients they've got, not at how to utilize their client base effectively. And one thing I've tried to do over the last 12 to 18 months is utilize our client base as much as I can and get each client to spend more. Each client spends a little bit more of me each year. That will grow my revenue. It means I don't need to hold more clients than needed. And we can scale a little bit faster because I've got more services that I'm selling to all of my client base I've got at the minute. So it is something we're trying to push on. And that helps massively for us as well.
No, it's probably been one of the best things I've done in since starting, really. Just that little bit more of a extra communication. Ben, we've only got half an hour. We're both running our own businesses today, so we've planned in only 30 minutes because we've got a lot to crack on with. Can you finish? Sure. Can you finish on a funny tale, a funny story at all that you've got? 3 years of window cleaning.
My best one. I'll give you my best one, which you've heard already. Many, yeah. A lot of people have. I don't know whether it was a previous staff member. If it is, karma's coming. But hey, it could be one of my competitors because they're greedy. I don't know. I'm not too sure. But recently, I think it was last Wednesday evening, we figured out someone had shit in a bag and thrown it in one of our window cleaning tanks. I don't know whether it was the guy that gave the van back. We're pretty certain it is. But we're not 100% certain. So, what I had to deal with last week proves when someone says to me, I could scale a business, I could have staff, I could have... It's not easy. It's not. It's not for the faint-hearted. You're going to get some great guys, which I've got. I've got some fantastic members of staff that have been with me many years. But then you are going to get some complete and utter rats. And yeah. So like I said, it's not easy, but yeah, I had to hoover shit out of the tank last Wednesday, flush the tank,
savage.
Clean all the filters, clean all the pumps, sterilize everything. And get it all cleaned and stuff. So yeah, and I spent 5 hours lot of Wednesday evening. And I must admit, it wasn't just me. I had a couple of staff members help me as well. So fair play to them. I did pay them extra, you know, for giving me a hand. But yeah, it wasn't one of my finest days, that's for sure. So
do you know what though? I was just thinking, at least they had the courtesy to put it in a bag. But then I think that my mind just started thinking, to be fair, your ass wouldn't reach the tank hole, would it?
You're saying if that happens again, you'll come over and help me, yeah?
Yeah, mate. As long as it's in a bag. Yeah, just fish it out. Oh, man, that was absolutely minging. But yeah, no. Ben, thank you for your time. Thank you for your nuggets. No. Thank you personally from me for the time that you put in. And I really enjoy our chats. And I definitely always get something out of them, whether it's just a one line or one little tip. But will you come on? Do you want to come on again and give some advice in the future?
Yeah,
I definitely
sure.
Think people would benefit from it. So how can people contact you if they've got any questions or, you know, they want some advice?
Best place is to contact me on my email address, which is info@kingswindowcleaning.co.uk. I'm really open to helping anyone, really. Anyone that wants any help or advice and stuff or struggling or, you know, whatever. If I can help as much as I can where I am in my career. There's many guys that are way above me. Who have that extra experience, but I can help with what I've experienced and what I do here. It's not always the right way, Max. We run very similar businesses, but we run them slightly different and we do things slightly different, you know. But then that bounces different ideas off each other, and it means I can implement some of your ideas that you use in your business and put them in mine, and vice versa. And that really does help. So networking with other window cleaners is really good for learning and taking some good tips off people that have been in the game a long time, you know. And I'm still learning every single day. I'll pick up something every single week. I'll pick up something new to implement into my business, and it's really key. But yeah, contact us if
you know what. Just touching on that, one massive thing is it's actually that's why I think I really get on with you and take advice is implementing things, isn't it? So you can really
like the text message thing I gave you I think in 2018
and I didn't do it, but when you
I'm just trying to work out all the money you've lost because it took you so long to do it.
Yeah, definitely. But it is that. So that business coach I've got as well is It's called an action coach, actually. That's the name of the company. And it is all about actually just taking action, isn't it? And taking them little risks, calculated risks. But
Yeah.
like you say, some people look at it, them texts and go, oh, that's going to cost me double on the amount of text credits that I use. Yeah. And they'll moan about that, but they'll not actually see the
The bigger
end
picture.
to it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's actually taking that
And
risk.
if something's not working, so many business owners, so many, they hit a brick wall instead of going, oh, this ain't working, and change, making
Yeah,
change.
yeah.
Change is the biggest thing. If you do not change, you will not develop. You
Yeah.
will not scale. You will not get to where you want to be because you're too scared to change. I've rebranded my company, I would probably say a dozen times in the last 10 years. I've rebranded. I've gone, that don't work. Go again.
Yeah.
Rebrand. Go again. It hasn't tarnished my name. It hasn't done anything to me. I've got a very good business in the area I'm in. So if it doesn't work, change. That's
Do you
it,
tell
you
your
know.
customers that you're rebranding, or do you just totally go for a different
Years
culture?
years ago, yeah, but now I've kind of got consistent. But I needed to do those to learn about branding, to learn about marketing, to get me to where I am today. Would I rebrand again? No, I think I've hit the nail on the
You've got
head.
it
I've been
good
told
now,
by
yeah.
many. I think I've been told so many times by so many big window cleaners in the UK. Amazing branding. I think it's one of the best, you know, we've ever seen. And
Yeah.
it's lovely to see that because I couldn't have got to that quality, Max, if
Didn't
I
make the mistakes.
hadn't made the
Yeah,
mistakes and
yeah,
made the changes. And so many people are scared. Don't be scared. Just do it. That's what I say. Don't be scared. You know, oh, I'm scared to take on a member of staff. If you do it correctly, you won't be scared. The guys that are scared and worried and don't want to make the changes, they're the lazy ones. They're lazy. They don't want to implement those things in the evening, the weekends, you know, when your office hours are shut and you need to spend some time on the
planning.
actual business,
Yeah.
planning the business. Where do you want to be in 6 months? Where do you want to be in 12 months? We have a really good business plan each year. And every single year for the last 3 years, we've hit every single target I've put in place. That's a new member of staff. That's an amount of clients. Even going through COVID, we still hit every single target. And even now, which has been quite a rough year, it's been a very up and down year for a lot of window cleaners. And you speak to them up and down the country. 1 minute, no one's got anything. Next minute, we've got too much. It's like
Yeah.
you can't base your business plan off it. It's gone right out the window for us this year. But we're still doing good. We grew by another van. And we've got some great guys on now. So, you know, and got rid of the rogue
Phantom loggers. No,
Yeah, that's it.
that's brilliant. Well, Ben, we'll catch up again soon. Thank you so
Yeah.
much for your time, and I'll speak to you soon. Thanks again.
Cheers, mate. Take care.